But still, in the practical development, each of the three stages has its necessity and utility and must be given its time or its place. It will not do. It cannot be safe or effective to begin with the last and highest alone. It would not be the right course either to leap prematurely from one to the another. If right from the first stage you say all is divine, when ego is not abolished, it will be disastrous. As long as you are egoistic, admit you are egoistic and work out step by step until the third stage arises, when ego itself falls down. For even if from the beginning we recognize in mind and heart the Supreme, there are elements of the nature which long prevent the recognition from becoming realization. Mere intellectual knowledge or even some spiritual knowledge is not enough. It's not realization. Merely to say, I am not the doer, is not enough. It's a good step forward, but not good enough. You must realize that you are not the doer. But without realization, our mental belief cannot become a dynamic reality. It is still only a figure of knowledge, not a living truth, an idea, not yet a power. And even if realization has begun, it may be dangerous to imagine or to assume too soon that we are altogether in the hands of the Supreme or are acting as His instrument. Many people who turn to yoga, they have illusion. The moment they turn to the Divine, they think that they have now become instruments of the Divine. That there is a vast difference, a long road to go. Once one sadhak wrote to the mother saying, "Mother, I want to do divine work." So mother answered, "First you do the work for the divine, then you will be able to do divine's work." There are steps. You cannot say immediately, I now want to do divine's work. To be able to do divine's work, you must have realization of the divine. Not only partial realization, but a real realization in which the divine himself gives you the work consciously. Not that you think that everything comes from the divine, therefore my work is also divine's work. That is not true, it is falsehood. But many people who start doing yoga, they become deluded simply because now they are turning towards the divine, they feel they have already become the instruments of the divine. One should be therefore extremely cautious. Extremely humble. The true humility is to see that oneself for a long, 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 long time one has to be a very sincere servant offering his work to the divine, not claiming this is divine's work, his work as an offering to the divine. Reminding that I am still thinking that I am egoistic doer. I am still in the meshes of the ego, but trying to get rid of it and therefore offering myself again and again until you reach a point when the Divine Himself gives you the work and says, do it. You can see when Sri Aurobindo was in Alipur jail, Then, as a result of his long sadhana, Sri Krishna himself said, I have work to do, and I am giving a part, a little bit of that work to you. In Alipur, if you read Sri Aurobindo's account of Alipur experience in the jail, Sri Krishna says, I have work to do, a part of it I want to give you. And he reveals him what is that work. So one should therefore be very careful not to have the egoism of instrument. This is one of the great delusions that arises in the process of yoga, and one should be extremely careful to claim, I am the instrument of God, my Lord, don't have this delusion. When the realization comes that you are the instrument of the Divine, you are extremely humble, you don't exist even to claim that you are the instrument of God. So, this is the stage at which only you can come to the third step, Divine Center of the world, of the Divine in the world. Read again. But without realization, our mental belief cannot become a dynamic reality. It is still only a figure of knowledge, not a living truth, an idea, not yet a power. And even if realization has begun, it may be dangerous to imagine or to assume too soon that we are altogether in the hands of the Supreme or are acting as His instrument. That assumption may introduce a calamitous falsity. It may produce a helpless inertia or magnifying the movements of the ego with the Divine Name. It may disastrously distort and ruin the whole course of the yoga. There is a period, more or less prolonged, of internal effort and struggle in which the individual will has to reject the darkness and distortions of the lower nature and to put itself resolutely or vehemently on the side of the Divine Light. The mental energies, the heart's emotions, the vital desires, the very physical being have to be compelled into the right attitude or trained to admit and answer to the right influences. It is only then, only when this has been truly done, that the surrender of the lower to the higher can be effected, because the sacrifice has become acceptable. The personal will of the sadhaka has first to seize on the egoistic energies and turn them towards the light and the right. Once turned, he has still to train them to recognize that always, always to accept, always to follow that. Progressing, he learns, still using the personal will, personal effort, personal energies, to employ them as representatives of the higher power and in the conscious obedience to the higher influence. Progressing yet farther, his will, effort, energy become no longer personal and separate, but activities of that higher power and influence at work in the individual. But there is still a sort of gulf of distance which necessitates an obscure process of transit, not always accurate, sometimes even very distorting, between the divine origin and the emerging human current. At the end of the progress, with the progressive disappearance of egoism and impurity and ignorance, the last separation is removed. All in the individual becomes the divine working. This is the long process Therefore, the right attitude is only to be a servant and slave of God. Forever and ever and ever, until a time comes where you do not even know that you have become the instrument of God. You are the instrument of God. You have no time even to claim that you are instrument of God. This is the process of utsaha, the entire process of effort which will culminate into this stage. I think tomorrow we shall come to the Guru, the teacher. All right.